it's not unusual for someone to come up to me and say, "Hey, Timmy, I remember you from Whackaday. I was on the show." And so it happened yesterday. I'm waiting outside Earl's Court for the volleyball, and along comes a chap in his T-shirt and jeans who says, "Timmy, I was 11 years old. I was on Mallet's Mallet. I lost." I said, "What did you get?" He said, "I got the wacky plaster." "What were the key words?" "Oh, it was something about swimming strokes. You said swimming strokes and I couldn't think of any. All I could think of was swimming like a brick and going straight to the bottom. So I got a bash on the head and I was out." It's amazing the details that we can remember from donkeys years ago. So by way of conversation, I said, "Are you here for the volleyball?" He said, "No, actually, I'm in plain clothes, undercover, and, excuse me, I've just got to go and work." And the next second, he's arresting someone for selling a spare ticket to the volleyball. It was extraordinary to watch. So there's this poor Japanese bloke who's just paid his 30 quid for his ticket and he gets his money back. But the Brazilian gets handcuffs and he can't go to the game. He's got to go off to the police station and answer questions. Because, of course, you're not allowed to sell your tickets on the open market. This is why you see so many people trying to swap their tickets. It's the way of getting round it, I suppose. Anyway, the upshot of all this is Brazilian goes off to the police station and the plainclothes copper comes back to me and says, "Timmy, is it all right if I get a photo with you, please?" So here's the photo. I know, it's extraordinary. Of me and Chris, the former Wide Awaker, lost on Mallet's Mallet, but won against the ticket seller. And such is the day in the life of Whackaday.